Oh, God, Mondays hurt, especially after games like yesterday. But anyway, it is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast, where we're much more in favor of dropping the mic than the football. Regardless, we power on. It's Monday morning. It's September 23rd. Dave here. All the best stuff from today's show. We licked our wounds to start things out. We felt old, Steve and I included. After that, and we shared four random facts with Cindy Graham. Song stories today focused on Springsteen as it's his 70th birthday, which led into Streets of Philadelphia, and then a little game we played to get people to the new Dorney Park Halloween attraction. Pumpkin spice or not? Were these real pumpkin spice products or fakes? And as it's a Monday morning, we rounded up the stupid people making headlines with Thin the Herd. Have a listen. Don't drop your streaming signal. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
There really is only one proper way to start this show this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez. Yes, yes. Although I really wanted it to go more like this.
Goodness.
Oh, how many times could we hear it? When did we hear that? Five times yesterday?
Seven.
Seven. Seven. Seven. Seven times. Yeah. Seven times. Seven right, times. Right? You didn't respond to my text yesterday about what do you think about 1 and 3?
I don't remember seeing that.
Oh, okay.
Steve was trying to survive getting out of the link alive.
I forgot you were at the game. Yeah. Oh, God.
I was surprised he responded at all, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although, with what was going on, he had to be so frustrated he had to respond. No, I was asking you, and we were talking about last week, the, you know, no 0-2 team makes it into the playoffs.
So hard, right.
Right, right. What about a 1-3? Because in all honesty, I don't believe they're getting past. I don't think they're getting past Green Bay.
See, here's the problem. They will.
Yeah, they'll be right back. That's exactly how it happens.
They'll go two and two, and then all of a sudden, hey, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
It's just like the Phillies. Oh, we all won again. So now maybe we're in the wild card. Oh, no, wait, we're going to lose four straight. So never mind.
So today, folks, you have a choice. You could be entertained by us, or you could listen to idiots call into a sports station and tell you what they should have done. We're going to come back with comedy, though.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
We're approaching the autumn of your years. You know, what?
I would say we're in the summer of our years.
You're in the summer of years?
Yeah. You're in the autumn.
All right. Well, you know
this
what?
This is snow falling, if you look.
you know what?
A few flakes coming down.
You know what? You know, I get this all the time, so I figured today would be the day that I would make you two feel old.
All right.
Friends, the TV show Friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a big '90s show. All right,
yeah.
I mean, it's mm-hmm. 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 and Green Day's Dookie album. That was huge.
Oh God,
right?
That was huge. Yeah. Might have been the first tape.
They're both 25 years old today.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. If Bart Simpson aged like a normal human being, he'd be 40.
Wow.
Really?
Bart's over the hill.
Wow.
Yes.
That's funny.
All right. The show's Roswell, Angel. The movies Cruel Intention, 10 Things I Hate About You, She's All That, and American Pie are all over 20 years old.
Wow.
All right. Destiny's Child would be eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Okay. John Paul Gosselaar.
Yeah.
Okay. Is older today than Dennis Haskins when he played Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, my. Wow. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's trippy.
Yeah. Right. Which turned 30 years old this year?
Right. Saved by the Bell did?
Saved by the Bell. Jurassic Park, Mrs. Doubtfire, and Hocus Pocus were all released closer to the moon landing.
Now you're speaking my language.
Than they were today.
Wow.
So there you go. Now you feel like autumn, don't you?
You watched the moon landing.
Yes. Oh. I did my own docking procedure.
Jesus.
Dave. As soon as I heard him go,
don't alley-oop that.
How to say it?
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
And let's get to it.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3,
bah! All right, Cindy, what are you starting us with?
Okay, the only state you can type using only one row of keys on the keyboard is Alaska.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Really? That just turned down the GOP convention.
Funky.
Right. Awesome. What do you got, Steve?
Well, before Jim Jones became a cult leader and eventually led more than 900 people to their deaths, he worked as a door-to-door pet monkey salesman in Indiana.
What?
What?
Yep.
Why not?
A pet monkey salesman. Yes. Door-to-door pet monkey salesman.
Yep, yep, yep.
Times are tough, I guess. Giraffes, they pick their noses with their tongues.
Get the hell out of here.
That's disgusting.
Necks are too long to allow their hooves. If you think about it.
Yeah, if you think about it. Yeah. All right. And there is a radioactive tonic called Radithor, sold in the United States from 1918 to 1928. It promised to cure lots of issues, including impotence, and instead it killed people. And the people who drank it were buried in lead coffins to keep the radiation from spreading. And there you have your
random
facts.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories today being brought to us by Univest Bank, the definition of here to stay at univest.net. And today is Bruce Springsteen's birthday. And Bruce was at a point, you know, by 1975, Bruce had already put out Greetings from Aversbury Park, New Jersey, and The Wild, the Innocent, and the East Street Shuffle, both really great albums, but no hits. And Columbia Records wanted hits, and they were putting the pressure on. Here's Bruce to explain.
I was trying to come up with the first song on my new record. You know, I had two records out. They hadn't done that well. And I had only had a three-record deal, so this was my last shot.
Right.
So I was going to have to give it everything I had. And I'd been listening to three records. I'd listened to Duane Eddy, the twangy guitar sound, Roy Orbison, and, of course, Dylan. So those are the three things that really found their way into Born to Run, because I was never really much of a revolutionary musician, but I was an alchemist. I put a lot of things together along with stuff I pulled up out of myself, and that's where my creative impetus came from. Initially, I had the riff. Boom, 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 boom. It's a Duane Eddy riff, basically. And then I had the chorus, Tramps Like Us, Baby, We Were Born to Run. But I couldn't get the verses, you know, so I worked a long time on that. But I didn't have any idea it was going to become the song it was. I spent 6 months writing it and 6 months recording it, and it sort of developed as it went along into this very big piece of music.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just the thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Bruce Springsteen, The Streets of Philadelphia. I love this song. I have loved this song from the very first time I heard it. And as a matter of fact, when I first started playing in video and got myself a good video camera, the first thing I did, I got it for Christmas, and the next day I was out on the street just shooting scenes in Philadelphia and edited the whole thing together for that song.
Oh, that's awesome.
I should post that later on today.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. Take it up.
70 degrees outside right now, sunny, hot, and humid today, temperature getting to 91, and that's why we're really going to celebrate fall at 7:40 this morning. We've got Dorney Park Halloween Haunt tickets that you can have. Halloween Haunt's going on at Dorney Park now through November 2nd. You get tickets at DorneyPark.com. And basically, it's pumpkin spice or not. We will give you a product, and you've got to determine whether or not it is pumpkin spice. And if you get it right, you get the ticket. A pair will be coming your way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get to, is it pumpkin spice or not? The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. And if there's anything that's more proof that there was an Eagles loss yesterday, is the fact that all of our contestants are women this morning.
Yeah.
Right? You know, men are too busy listening to other men who don't know anything about football talking about football. Let's start off this morning with Melissa. Hi, Melissa. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am well. All right. Now, we're going to ask you three questions about pumpkin spice products. And you got to get two out of the three right. It's just yes or no, or yes, there is, no, there isn't. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay. Steve, ask her first three questions.
All right, Melissa. Pumpkin spice peanut butter. Is that real or a fake product?
I think it's real.
It's real? It is real.
Yes.
Okay.
Good start.
All right. Pumpkin spice tuna fish.
No.
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah. All right, two out of three. Good work.
All right. That's a win already. Yeah. That's right. I'm thinking about, where's the third question?
She don't need it.
All right. Let's move on over to Marianne. Hi, Marianne.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So you understand what you got to do here?
Yes, I do.
All right, Dave, you're the next one.
All right. How about pumpkin spice toilet paper?
No, fake.
Very good. All right. Here's your next one.
Pumpkin spice greenies, which are dog treats.
Real.
Another winner.
These
women just know, man.
Hold on. You're getting a prize. This is all to get a pair of tickets to Dorney Park's Halloween Haunt. It's open through November 2nd. Tickets are available through DorneyPark.com. We've got another Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
All right. Pick it up, Steve.
All right, Melissa. Pumpkin spice Sudoku book.
Pumpkin spice Sudoku book.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
How did you know that?
I can't believe you said yes.
I don't know. That was a guess.
How is that real?
Yeah.
Why is it? Why is it?
All right. Let's get this one right, and you'll win. Pumpkin spice latte deodorant.
No.
Finally.
No. I'm sorry.
Still got a shot.
Wrong.
Hold on.
All right.
I have a feeling that you might know this one. Pumpkin spice Tampax.
No.
All right,
why not? Correct.
You are correct. Hold on. Let's move on over to where'd you?
Oh, sorry.
You wiped out a listener.
I think it was Marianne.
What's your name, listener?
Teresa.
Teresa. Hi, Teresa. For some reason, Dave decided to wipe your name out.
I accidentally hit tab.
Now Dave will ask you some questions.
Okay. Right. Teresa, what about pumpkin spice Capri Sun? Little pouch
real.
Drink.
Totally real.
No, I'm sorry. We made that one up. All right, you got to get the next two right.
How about pumpkin spice Pringles? The chips in a can.
Fake.
Oh, they're real.
Wow. They're
real.
All right.
I am sorry. That takes us now to Nancy. Nancy, you're the last person to take a shot at this. You ready?
I am. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right, what do you got, Steve?
All right, Nancy. Pumpkin spice soap on a rope.
No.
That exists.
Yeah, starting to slip.
All right, here we go. Pumpkin spice Oscar Mayer bologna.
No.
Correct. All right. Get this one right. You got the tickets as well.
Pumpkin spice Captain Morgan rum.
Yes.
All right. Good job. All right. Everybody walking away with prizes today. Well, with the exception of Teresa.
Everything in the world's all right now that everything's made with pumpkin spice.
Mother Pumpkin, yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
In the herd.
Now, look, I can understand putting on a Captain America mask to hide your face if you're going to commit a crime, but that doesn't mean you have to accessorize. There's a 36-year-old guy named David Hobbs, and he was busted last Monday for breaking into some guy's shed in Clarksville, Mississippi, and stealing a bunch of stuff. David was wearing a full Captain America costume, including the mask and a full blue bodysuit of fake muscles.
Wow. He was committed.
Okay. Cops say he was also wearing fairy wings.
All right.
And maybe he's a Carnival Row fan. Yeah. He was arrested for burglary.
In the herd.
What do you got?
All right. A 29-year-old woman named Sherry Yuanowich.
What?
Yes. Yuanowich from Miami, Florida. Well, back in 2007 when she was 17, she was working as a psychic and met a woman at a mall in Houston. Now, Sherry managed to convince this woman that there was a curse on her and her family.
All right.
And only Sherry could remove it. Okay?
Of course.
Remember, she's a psychic.
All right. She's a Wanawitch.
The only one that could remove it. Well, the woman ended up spending $1.6 million over
the course of
7 years to have the curse removed.
She deserves to lose that money.
Well, finally, Sherry had a crisis of conscience, and she admitted it was all a scam. Well, Sherry was in court last week, sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison for wire fraud and has to pay back the woman.
Or
the idiot that she scammed.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
This one's right up my alley. I love this story. Right. Cops in Ohio pulled over an Amish horse and buggy the other night about 40 miles east of Cleveland. Yes, they have them in Ohio, too.
Was it a chase?
It was a chase. And probably not something, you know, The Rock's going to be starring in because it was going about 8 miles an hour. But yeah, the cops pulled over this buggy. It has a massive subwoofer speaker system in it where the two Amish guys were rocking out to whatever, maybe Weird Al, as they buggy down the highway at 8 miles an hour. So the cops pull it over. The guys flee into the woods. They leave a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra on the roof of the buggy, the athlete's beer. And so, yeah, they're gone. The horse takes off. Police catch up to the horse. They find all kinds of bottles inside. They take it to an impound lot. Now they're just waiting to see who comes forward to claim the horse, who will not be charged with any DUI.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, a 35-year-old woman named Megan Mondanaro and her boyfriend, Aaron Thomas, were arrested on Friday in Fernandina Beach, Florida, for biking drunk. The cops wound up cuffing them both and putting them in the back of a cop car. And while the cops were still outside of the car, somehow Megan and Aaron managed to get their clothes off and started having sex. Okay, the cops opened the door to stop them. And according to the report, he says Aaron was totally naked and Megan's pants were down and her breasts were fully exposed. In the chaos, Aaron tried to run away naked. But the cops managed to track him down by a Cold Stone Creamery nearby, right? And Megan was also resisted the arrest when she started kicking the cop. They were both charged with a DUI, resisting arrest, exposure of sexual organs, and engaging in lascivious acts. Ooh. Aaron was also hit with charges of trying to escape.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.